Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about the most overlooked habit of highly successful people. What is that? Think it over. Or of the best fighters in the world. Think it over. Is be relaxed. Be relaxed. Most people act like puppets, smiling perfectly on cue, saying, "How are you? I'm fine." 3 seconds hugs, stiff handshakes with plastic smiles. Disgusting. Our subconsciousness knows they are faking it. And even I can see it consciously, directly. Now watch truly successful people, and I have watched them. They never force smiles or empty gestures. They are fully present, alive in the moment. Can you learn this? Yes. How to rewire yourself? Breathe deeply, feel air filling your lungs, leaving your body. Ground yourself, massage your palm or face slowly, focus on the sensation. I make it even better, I repeat the name of the Lord and say thank you. And if I repeat it again and again, then I smile automatically. Look your eyes on one thing, your hand a leaf for a full minute, no distraction. Because it makes you relax. Then when you meet others, see them. Notice one genuine thing to appreciate. Listen, ask what they want. Don't be a tyrant like Trump and bulldozing people. My success as an engineer, even I don't like to listen, I'm not a guy that, but when I come in a new environment, I ask questions. And I ask and ask and ask. Because I know they are better than me. And I want to know what is in their mind. If I plan something, I ask everybody. I'm very creative, but my creativity is also to ask other people. And if they have another idea, I say, go for it. When the idea is working. Hug properly, hold for 10 seconds. Shorter hugs don't trigger oxytocin, the love hormone. Hold eye contact, breathe deeply, connection happens effortlessly. If you see, for instance, in Italy or France, and they give a brief kiss or so, make everything short, and you see it everywhere. It's just a show. The silent secret to happiness and success. Feel every emotion, never suppress them, even anger or fear. Let them move through you. Be grateful for everything, even the struggles. Connect with God or your higher purpose. A grateful, present person attracts miracles. I come later in another blog over it. Is it really so difficult? The other thing is we make our life totally difficult if we not do it like so. For what? Okay. Thank you that I could speak about you, and bye.